Salesforce has renamed almost everything you buy from it. Einstein 1 became the Agentforce Editions. The platform became Agentforce 360. Data Cloud became Data 360. Underneath the new names sit a 6% list price increase from August 2025, order forms that still compound at 8 to 10% a year, and a new consumption currency called Flex Credits that meters every AI action your agents take. And your account executive is very likely proposing an early renewal right now. I analyze these agreements for a living. Here are the 5 things to get right before you sign anything. Tip 1. Separate what is new from what is renamed. A rebrand is a pricing event. When Einstein 1 became the Agentforce Editions and Data Cloud became Data 360, list prices and packaging moved with the names, and quotes started referencing the new, higher price book. So put your current order form next to the new proposal, line by line. For every SKU, ask one question: is this a new capability? Or my existing entitlement with a new name and a new price? You should never pay a new product premium for software you already own. And any new order or upsell you sign now references the August 2025 price increase, which makes that comparison the single highest value hour of your renewal preparation. Tip 2. Learn the flex credit math before your teams generate the bill. Flex credits run about $500 per 100,000, roughly half a cent each. A standard agent action burns 20 credits, about 10 cents. A voice action burns 30. That sounds small until you remember that one user request can trigger several actions and that credits are fungible. They also fund data 360 operations and bring your own model prompts. 2 more facts belong in your model. Credits do not roll over. They expire at the order end date. And Agentforce conversations bill separately at roughly $2 per 24-hour session. 5 sales agents handling 500 conversations a day is about $30,000 a month before a single credit is burned. Model your consumption first. Buy second. Tip 3. Negotiate data. 360 credits, like the commodity they are. The list rate is around 32 cents per credit. Enterprise commitments above $500,000 land between 10 and 18 cents. That spread, more than 3 to 1, is pure negotiation. But watch the burn side too. One complex identity resolution job can consume 50 to 200 credits, a large segmentation over 1,000, and unifying a million rows of data runs tens of thousands of credits at the base tier. The pattern that works is this: commit to a small pool size to a defined 12-month use case, lock the enterprise per credit rate for incremental purchases in writing, and reserve the right to true down at renewal if consumption does not materialize. Salesforce resists the true down. It accepts it in exchange for term. Tip 4. Treat the early renewal offer as a trade, not a favor. When Salesforce proposes renewing early, it is buying something real. Your revenue locked in before you have validated Agentforce usage, before your credit consumption data exists, and before you can benchmark the new additions. If you give that up, price it. An early signature is worth hard uplift caps applied across every year of the term, not just year one. It is worth a price hold on your core clouds, a locked credit rate, and removal of the compounding escalator. And decline the organization-wide agentic license agreement until you have production usage data. A platform-wide AI commitment before proof of consumption is a donation. Tip 5. Start 12 months out and negotiate every product on its own merits. Your leverage peaks well before the renewal date, when walking away from an add-on is still credible. Time final concessions to Salesforce's fiscal pressure. Its year ends January 31st. And never let the stack travel as one bundle. Data 360, MuleSoft, Tableau, Slack, and Agentforce. Each carry different discount depth and different alternatives, and each should be priced, capped, and if necessary, dropped separately. A bundle hides margin. A line item has to defend itself. One last point. At Redress Compliance, we negotiate Salesforce agreements for large enterprises on a pure contingency basis. Our fee is 25% of what we save you. If we save you nothing, you pay nothing. Risk-free by design. Before you sign that early renewal, let us review the deal. Reach out at redresscompliance.com.